All right, guys, so Matt is back.
Yeah, good to have you back.
Very nice to have you back.
You're telling us.
Yeah, I went on a little vacay. Yeah,
what was it, a month?
Hiatus. It was 2 weeks and some days.
That's a month LA time.
2 weeks and 10 days.
Yeah. I had a great time. I had people I had to see. I had some weddings I had to go to.
Of course you had some weddings to go to.
A wedding.
When's your next wedding?
In 2 weeks.
Is it really?
Yes.
You got to be kidding.
I don't understand. How do you know that many people to be
Patricia
like.
Patricia knows people. I'm in a relationship.
Oh, she has a ton of friends.
I'm in a relationship. I can't find anybody to get married that we can go to a wedding.
She's from the South. People get married
to each other. Siblings.
I don't even make like my cousin's weddings. He's making everybody he knows. It's like, I know him. We're going to go to his wedding.
It's just an excuse to get away from us.
Yeah.
I think that's what it is.
If get y'all got invited to a wedding, you'd be going.
You know how many I turned down?
I go to every wedding I'm invited to.
Really?
Yeah.
Even if you're like not the closest with them,
I wouldn't be invited.
Always the bridesmaid.
I guess.
I think Matt's
I'm
thing
only
is like
invited if I'm super close to them.
I feel like people think they're closer to Matt than Matt is to them.
Yeah,
that's why he always gets invited.
Ooh.
Like you give off this energy, like people feel comfortable. They're like, I'm best friends with.
I want Matt at my wedding.
I'm a ham at a wedding, though. You know, I'm on the dance floor.
You're like the wedding guy to invite.
Yes, and I'm a good date and a good guest to like. Oh. I can keep people talking and stuff.
Okay. Every wedding he's ever been at, he gives a speech.
I do not. I actually do not like giving speeches.
Why don't you marry every like all of your friends?
Oh, be an officiant?
Yeah.
I haven't really been asked in a while. And
but you should make it a thing. Like, do a promo on your Instagram or something. Like, hey, if you guys want to get married,
no,
hire me.
Then at that wedding, I can't drink for like a long time. I'm just as nervous as the bride and groom are. I have to pay attention to when people are walking up, when they're exiting, like the pace of things.
So
there's a lot of work.
Oh, so you're not allowed to like do it. Like you're working. You're basically like you are paying attention to everything.
Yes.
I thought you could just kind of go on a whim, like do whatever you want.
He's
and then
probably
just
the most important person next to the bride and groom.
Yeah, that's
true.
You have to be aware. And then like after you want to like get, you know, fucked up on the dance floor and everyone sees you as the holy man. But no, we had a really, really great time. We did a wedding and then we went to Michigan. Spent a lot of time in the sun. Dude, I am so fried. I am beat.
Mm-hmm. Michigan has those crazy June bugs.
Oh, is that the video that we were looking at where it was literally,
yeah.
It looked like
it's supposedly
fog.
Michigan
like
and Alabama.
You couldn't see through it because
Texas
it was so many bugs.
June bugs.
Oh, yeah.
Hold on, are
yeah.
June bugs those locusts? The
no,
locusts
beetles.
That are?
They look like beetles. They're not cicadas.
Oh, okay. That shit, like, where was that? Like, every year they have it?
Like the gas station is completely covered.
Yeah,
like
what are they? Like mayflies.
Yeah. Mayflies.
June,
mayflies.
May. Whatever.
Some sort of bug.
Whatever month.
That's crazy.
What?
Mayflies are kind of harmless though. They're
wait,
like
when
little
they
like dragonfly kind of things, and you always catch them. Like it looks like one's on the door, but it's been dead for days.
Wow.
When yeah. they die, do they like disintegrate, or you gotta sweep or vacuum them up?
Oh yeah, they're like leaves. You just sweep them up.
Push them aside.
Weird.
Yeah. But I didn't really run into them. There were a lot of lightning bugs.
You know,
fireflies,
you know, people
whatever.
Collect those out there, make dresses and shit. Just like weird shit
dress?
Out of those. Yeah, because you have so many.
Did
I'm sure people
Cruella?
Make.
Yeah, that's, yeah.
Did you watch Cruella?
Yes,
like,
yes, I did.
God.
I did.
His brain.
It's good.
That's like some shit from
you know,
my
people
mommy.
Are making dresses out of them.
Yeah, like what kind of fact?
Oh my God.
No, I'm saying I'm sure they take, like, people take that and make shit out of it because there's just so many.
Out
they're
of
like,
dead
ooh.
Bugs.
Yeah. Weird. There's weird people in fucking weird places. Come on.
No, but it was a really good wedding, though. But we were at the wedding. Patricia lost one of her grandma's earrings, like,
oh,
on
no.
the dance floor or at the reception. And what was really frustrating about it is because on our way to the wedding in like the Uber, she goes, oh, I hate this earring. I feel like it's going to fall off because like the back is so old. And I'm like, okay, I'll just keep an eye on it. And then sure enough, she's like, I lost it. And I was like, oh no.
No.
But so then I like
it's
I
all mangled from being on the dance floor.
Yeah.
People are just like stomping
when
on it.
Something's lost. I like looking for it. Like, and especially in an area like that, I feel like I can find it. So it gives me something to do. So I was just keeping my eyes around on the dance floor and everything. All of a sudden, everybody starts exiting. And I'm like, this is great. Patricia's all upset. Everyone's lining out for the bride and groom to exit. Everyone has their sparklers. I'm like looking around, looking under this table. And a woman comes up to me. She goes, what are you looking for? And I'm saying, my girlfriend lost this earring. It's her grandma's. It's very valuable. She goes, oh, we found it.
Oh.
And I was like, no way. No way. Yeah, you probably found a bunch of different little earrings. She comes out right with it, and I was so
oh,
excited.
Thank God.
Wow.
And
that's a good person
right
there.
And I'm like, guess what? She's what?
I found it.
I'm surprised you weren't going around.
Did you say you found
yeah.
it? Or
no,
did
I actually told her that the people had found it, but I wish I said I found it because
yeah.
I could have got a couple more brownie points.
I just pictured the like the movie scene where you're like you're looking and it's being kicked around the dance floor and like you see it and you're just trying to
get it. We need it.
They're waiting for someone to look like they're looking for it. Like
I guess. I think that's what had happened, but you never know like what also they find.
Or she
likes one thing about people like the lost and found, they don't come asking if anybody lost anything.
Yeah.
No.
It's just like you have to go in and be like
But I'm surprised that lady wasn't like, anybody lose an earring? Like she was just kind of held it on her until
You're gonna stop a whole wedding. Hey, stop.
Well, no, like during the or I don't know, just like while people are walking around.
Honda Civic, please.
But when you do something like that, anybody could be like, I did. And they'll be like, here,
I guess.
And it's not the person. Usually you have to like keep it and wait for someone to
make them describe it.
And then, yeah, they go, what does it look like?
Mm.
A shiny 10 carats.
Yeah, right.
It wasn't a 10.
Was
carat.
It 10?
No, it was not.
But we have an intro to do, right?
Oh, yeah. Let's do it.
Okay. Cheers to Matt returning back.
Happy to be back.
As he should.
As he should.
Where you should
coming
be.
Back to his job that he's paid to do.
It's coffee talk. Oh,
baby.
Baby.
I'm washing me and my clothes.
I'm washing me and my clothes.
Welcome back to Zane and Heath Unfiltered.
I'm Zane.
I'm Heath.
I'm Matt.
I'm Mariah.
Welcome back.
Thank you.
Happy Monday.
Heard you guys had some really great talks. Sorry you guys lost money in Vegas.
It's okay. A lot of shit happened really in bad. Vegas.
When I heard that, I was like, oh.
Shut up.
Try that
shut
again.
Up.
Wait, come on.
Try like, that again.
It's not funny.
No, I was. No, I exactly. But, you know, it was bound to happen.
Yeah, I mean, it was pretty silly.
We weren't supposed to lose.
I know. But then imagine if you won. Then it would be like...
Matt, I was really drunk right before the bet happened. I just pulled out. Oh,
you did? How much were you going to put in?
I don't remember.
It was like 1500 or 3000.
Yeah, 1500 or 3000. And I just remember I just...
Oh, you did?
Now he's like, where's the money? I was like, I spent it already. She was like, Zane, where? I was like, I bought a bottle from this lady. She was like, okay.
Sure.
Uh-huh. Sure.
Then I know you guys have already talked about it. And everything,
yeah, we
so
talked.
I'm
we...
sorry for your loss.
Did you listen to the episodes you missed?
No.
Why?
I live the episodes, you know. I all
right,
all
right. Fair enough. Fair
the
enough.
Whole last episode was literally Vegas. Nothing else.
Oh, I know. It sounded crazy.
It was a crazy recap.
Yeah.
But I'm glad you had a good time.
Yeah. If awesome. You haven't heard that one, make sure to check out the last episode.
Nice plug, Heath. Good
Were
job.
You mad at Heath?
Wait for what?
No, she bet too.
You bet too?
Well, I was going to split it with him. I didn't end up doing it.
Her debit card didn't work.
She it worked.
She couldn't
worked.
Get the funds to clear.
It worked.
There's always something wrong with my fucking card. I can never pull cash out. That
That's
wasn't
not
even my
a
cash.
Bad
it was,
problem
it was
David's. To have. I kind of wish mine didn't work.
How do you're able to pull out $10,000 at one time?
No, not that much. But like,
do you have to like sign papers?
I did.
It was such a hassle. Yeah, you were able to. Like, I couldn't take out $5,000.
Okay. Do you get it in cash? I think you have to like sign
papers.
I
also I had like to call and get my limit bumped up so I'm allowed to like
that person working on the other line just like
I'm over here
and ding 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 ding. Hey, yeah, this is me. Got me more money.
I'm gonna need to bump my limit.
It was so sad that Ilya and Joe like lost. That was their like podcast money, and they lost it all.
Imagine that was us.
Yeah.
Now they're really lightweights in the podcast.
During the episode, people were coming in knocking down our walls because we spent it all on black.
Pulling our set down. Oh, man. But it was a good trip.
Yeah, it was really fun. But not again. I don't want to do that again. I think that's the last time.
Ever going to Vegas or doing a little roulette bet?
Doing the bet.
Just letting myself go. I just like really.
Zane
just...
every weekend.
Zane last night.
No. What did I do last night?
Exactly. You don't even remember.
Okay. You're right. But.
I think you did party last night, or you kept the night going. You pulled up to the house.
Sunday? I didn't see you yesterday at all.
The McGregor fight, you got pretty rowdy.
What a fight, huh?
I know,
man. That was crazy. I mean, all the other fights before that, it was just kind of like you're watching. You feel like you're watching them having, like, they have to fight because they're getting paid. But, like, McGregor.
First round, right?
Yeah. End of the first round.
That would have been, that was so entertaining.
Yeah.
It was going to be a really, really fun fight.
I walked right into a bar while it was happening, and I'm like, oh, yeah, this is on. Like, in within the 60 seconds of me walking in.
Crazy.
His
leg just snapped. To pay to go into this bar? Usually they charge.
No, there was no cover fee. There was no cover fee. And the match was already on. We were in Grapevine, Texas.
Oh, isn't there like a some sort of rule or law where you can't show fights in like
no,
in like
they
a
just
bar?
Have, they just have to buy it. The bar has to like,
yeah, the bar.
Oh, I thought the bar has to.
But
like,
then they try to make the money back by advertising that they have it, so they do a cover fee.
That makes sense.
It was weird though because I was the only person. You ever been in like a sporting event type situation where you're the one person rooting against what everybody else is rooting for? Oh my God! And you're just
trying to, yes,
whoo, yes. I was so happy when I saw that shit happen. Not that I don't want him to get hurt, but like just the fact that he lost. Like, I do not like McGregor at all.
Did you hear the shit he was saying after?
Oh,
when he was on the floor.
Wait,
his wife is in my DMs.
Yeah,
but like, it, okay, ooh, cool. Like, get a
he's
new
all
fuck.
Talk.
I know.
I shouldn't be running my mouth. Maybe
he's gonna he comes after us. Yeah. He limps in.
He wants to fight us too.
No, I just like I don't know. He's such a jerk. He just seems
I feel
like
his time now has come to an end because it was entertaining, but I'm like, this guy's all talk.
Do you think that was just like he did that character because it worked and then he just got sucked into his own character, or has he just always
winning more money, you just get cockier and cockier? And did you hear when he was like saying he was saying he was gonna kill them in their sleep, and he's like a fucking like,
oh, he's wild, huh,
dude?
Is that a threat?
Like, that you don't say that shit
live television, baby.
Oh man, but it was a really,
so now he is going to fight Jake.
I mean, he probably should now. Probably should now. I remember I saw Jake post a tweet right after the fight, and he said, "Yo, your 50 mil just went down to 35 or something like that because Jake wants to pay him like that much, or he what? How does that even work when Jake's like, I'll pay you 35 mil to fight? How is that even worth it for Jake? Like, how does that?
Fuck if I know.
Where he gives him 35 million from like what he's making from his end after the fight.
I don't know. I think he's just trying to like promise, like he thinks that it would do so well, like him being there, that he can guarantee him 35 million.
Yeah, he's just trying to bait
in pay per view sales to like.
Yeah, I don't
kind of like trying to promote him and like egg him on to do it.
Hmm.
But yeah, it was a fun night.
You guys left though early, so
yeah, fight was over. That's a wrap. That's a wrap on the night.
Yeah, you guys went home quick.
Yeah, nothing else to do.
And Natalie, Sports Illustrated, walking on the runway.
So yeah,
incredible.
Like, that is wild to see. That is so
crazy.
Sick.
There were so many people there. Like, I saw the videos. I thought it was going to be like a very kind of like, you know, those like runway shows that are like not a lot of people are there. It's like kind of they limit it.
It was
but
packed.
There was like, it looked like there's 1,000 people there. It was fucking insane.
Oh, I can never walk a runway. I think I would practice and I think I could get it down. And the moment I'd hit that catwalk, I would just be like, not moving my arms enough or moving them way too much.
The thing is, I'd be so insecure where I'd like be walking and I'd look at my friends because I know where they're sitting. And then I'd fuck up just because I'm like, oh, fuck, they're watching. They're watching. Okay. All right.
It's gotta be so nerve wracking because you're like literally thinking like the only thing going through your head is don't trip, and I would mess myself up.
But you thinking like don't trip, you're now walking funny because like you're like trying to not trip.
Do you think you could catwalk, Mariah? I mean, you already a dancer. So.
Yeah, I think I could. I'd definitely be made fun of for doing too much. Like I'd definitely be like swinging a little
them
too much because that's just in me. Yeah. Like,
well,
I definitely don't know how to model walk, but I can, like, dancer in heels walk.
Yeah.
I'll try it.
Next one.
Sports ill.
Yes, next fashion show.
Okay.
I got invited to one once a long time ago. They wanted me to, it was something, like, it was, like, a
You're
rare
like, it
fashion
was, like, fashion
show.
Week
it was a, no, it was
or
a
something.
It was a small company, and it was, like, during fashion week, but it was one of those shows that nobody was going to.
It was on the side. It was at the mall.
No,
like,
it was,
five
like,
miles away.
Very, very low. Like, yeah.
But you should have done it for practice.
No, I wanted to do it because I was filming YouTube videos every week, so I was like, that would be such a funny video to have, like, me getting ready for my fashion show, and I just walk in, I look like shit.
Zane would be like, now bring out the airbrushes.
We had Jonah's birthday. He got, what did he get for his birthday? Like a Pokemon card?
He got a Pokemon pack.
Who gave him
out.
A pack?
I'm
not sure.
One
somebody,
of his friends did.
Like an
met.
OG Pokemon pack? How much is an OG Pokemon pack?
They well, said it was like $500 for the pack.
Like a first edition like release pack. And
then
he opened it?
The Pikachu card that he got a Pikachu card, and apparently those are worth like between what 5 to 15K.
Did he put
something
on gloves
like,
and like
yeah.
did like an opening?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Was
he was like nobody
thing.
Touched
was
my fucking cards.
Like when he was doing this?
No.
He was freaking out though.
And he got
some sort of
Pikachu.
Rare Pikachu.
Yeah, there were two cards that he like freaked out over.
Wow.
Crazy.
But did he get his money back for the $500 sealed pack?
I think so.
I think that
one was worth
more.
Quite a bit.
Yeah. We were talking about it that night, but it's crazy how my brother like had an entire binder.
Dude, I had a separate binder with all my holographics All, I do not know where it is.
I lost mine.
Still in their package. Still in there. Like, he had a ton of those in their package. All, like,
I think I took mine to college, and, like, I left it on a shelf at a party, and someone snagged it. Like, all my holographics. Charizard was in there, man. And a Japanese Charizard.
How much do you think those are worth?
I don't know. I'd say, like, $1,200, maybe.
Huh? I thought they're worth more than that now.
Like, my... Okay, but, like, I don't know what year I got my Char... Like, the Charizards that are really expensive are, like, a first edition Charizard.
Yeah.
Like, by the time I got my Charizard, you know, that's, like, the original year when the cards were out.
I was asking Jonah, I'm like, there's no way that they can just make a fake first edition, like, card. You know what I mean? Because they know it's, like, popular now. So they're like, oh, let's just print out these, like
people
first
counterfeiting,
edition.
Like, yeah, Pokemon cards.
Yeah, because they don't look special. You look at it, and it's like a regular fucking card.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's got to be, like...
I have a
the
feeling
the serial numbers got to check. Like, there's got to be some sort of way to tell.
I don't think there's even serial numbers on cards, is there?
Yeah, they're numbered.
Yeah, they're numbered.
Really?
I don't know. I bet just a professional can... Yeah. Know a dupe before it.
I texted my brother. Real. I was like, bro, you don't have that binder, dude. He's like, no. And I'm like, Ollie, not to like piss you off, but that binder would have been worth like 500 to a million now if you had these. Like, bro, I'm so pissed. Don't tell me.
Did you ever collect them all?
No.
Gotta catch
them. I didn't play. I just like would get them every once in a while and I would just draw them.
Well, no one would ever like play the game. Pokemon cards.
I played the Game Boy game.
The Game Boy, the trading card.
Yeah,
that was fun.
But like, no one ever like sat down and played the game
at
with camp, the cards.
People
my brother
playing that
did.
Shit all the time.
My brother had his binder and he was playing.
Whoa.
I thought the only cards you could play with are like Yu-Gi-Oh cards because you had like a whole set and you like put the
cards
in
certain places.
Well,
Yu-Gi-Oh, the show, they were playing the game with the cards on the show, right? Because that's
really?
Why he had the thing and he would flip out the cards and they would throw down the cards. Pokemon, they were throwing balls and just battling the moves.
Yeah. Yeah,
Yu-Gi-Oh was all about the card.
Right.
Oh shit, you're right, you're right.
Yeah.
Yeah, but like the cards would have like the little symbols and the water and the fire mm-hmm. and
yeah.
you would be able to like beat the other
oh,
card.
Yeah.
I think it was kind of like war,
like
right?
Like war, yeah.
You
yeah.
would like flip it and then if your card beat theirs you like took it or some sort of thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, something like that.
Oh, what a
people
silly
that know
time.
How to play Pokemon are just like
same,
I have no idea what I'm talking about.
The same time as Beyblades. Remember the...
Oh, I used ooh. To love those.
All the same love era.
One those. Of my friends had the dome.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Like
the big plastic
yes.
dome that was like the top of like a cake. Like they just turned it upside
so
down.
So cheap, but like it was just so cool to have.
Yeah.
I never got any of the, like the cool toys. I just had to go borrow them from friends.
Yeah.
Yeah, my cousins had all the cool stuff.
Yeah.
The fucking rip.
Yeah, I usually chill with the Hot Wheels. I love playing with
oh,
the Hot
did
Wheels.
You ever play Bionicles? They were like the Lego men.
Wait, that sounds weird.
Had the little twisty thing whoa, in the back, and you
whoa.
Would knock off the helmet.
Yeah!
Yes!
You just unlocked a fucking crazy memory.
Yeah, and you'd buy them in those little, like, I don't know, like plastic tub, and you would get it out,
weird.
And you'd assemble it, and there was, like, the snow one, the red guy, yeah. the green one, and you would
wow.
battle them and knock off their masks, and that's how you won.
That's crazy.
Didn't they make, like, a video game out of it, too? Bionicles?
I think there was a TV show.
Oh, TV
did you,
show.
Did you guys use, this was my favorite thing when I was younger. I don't know if anybody else had them, but it was a Power Ranger and there was a tab on the back and it would be him
that.
And then it would flip and he would have the helmet on.
Yes!
I still have the
oh,
blue one.
My
oh,
God.
How did they build that shit?
I forgot about
fucking
that.
Crazy.
Yeah. I also have one from the movie The Mask, but it's the villain in The Mask and he has the mask
oh,
on. He has
I had that one too.
He has like, a tuxedo.
I had that one
yeah,
too.
And it flipped up and then he's like this green man.
That's
yeah.
cool.
Wow.
Matt, I can't believe you just brought that up.
Yeah, dude.
That's crazy. The mask.
Toys were cool back then.
As a kid, you try to open it, figure it out, but you can never figure it out. You just...
Did you used to have the... It was like a... Kind of like an Indy car track that was on the ground, and it would have like stands, and you could have it like go up and go off the ground and go over top of the road, and then... You built it however you want, and you had like a little gun on the side.
Like, was it like an electric? Yeah. It was an electric
and,
car, like or like
yeah.
The...
And there was a needle that would go down into the track, and you pull the trigger, and it would like zip around.
Yes.
And you would like have to speed up, slow down, and like do the track.
I hate. I know exactly what you're talking about, but I hated those ones because it was like zzz, 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 and then like,
it would
fuck
get off
up,
the track
and
every
be,
fucking
and,
minute.
Like, your car wouldn't work. Like your cousin would give you and go, yeah, you're that car, and everyone would take off.
You're the
and
Beetle.
Be like, stop! Stop! And then, do you remember Zip Zaps?
Zip Zaps, what's that?
Zip Zaps, you could only buy them at Radio Shack, and they had, like, the Fast
yes,
and the Furious
yes.
ones, and you could modify them
and it had the
little
like, antenna
little
coming
NOS.
Off?
Yeah, you could put little batteries in them and make them go faster.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, no, I don't remember that.
Zip Zaps.
Wow.
Cool.
Yeah. Dude, Patricia and I, we were at the airport. I saw a guy get tased at the airport.
Oh, shoot.
Like, what was he doing?
We were, Patricia was checking in her bag. I'd already checked in mine. I'm on my phone. And then we hear all these people go, and we look over, and this man has been tased to the ground. No. We think, from what I could tell, that this dude was trying to, like, either get out of town really fast and had drugs on him. Because, like, the dog was going nuts. And I don't know if it was like cocaine, and this dude looked like a guy who was like involved in like
carrying some shit.
Yes.
Oh,
trafficking or
you
something.
See, the last place I would go if I was involved in that shit is that fucking airport.
He's probably in trouble and was trying to like
get out quick
and was just freaking out.
I know, but like you have a better chance just like driving somewhere or like,
and he was like accepting of it. Like,
I don't know why I love seeing videos of people getting tased. Like it is like seeing people running and then just and then they just fuck, like, I don't know why it sounds fucked up, but like
it's satisfying, not in like a cruel way, like, oh, they're getting hurt. It's just like shot.
Yeah, like you it's just like the catching the criminal, like, you know, like it, and then something about like
the human body just
shutting down completely. Yeah. It just is, you don't see it. Like, it's just so interesting.
My favorite videos are when people think that they're like, when they're like, there's like a bunch of cops everywhere and they're just like, freeze, like, stay where you are. And he keeps walking thinking that he can like beat a taser. And he thinks he's stronger than the taser. And then they're all right. And they shoot. And he's like, what were you expecting?
One of my other favorite types is the people that are like wasted off their ass or they're on drugs and they get tased and it doesn't affect them. And they're like crazed and seeing like,
they're still talking.
Like, they get shot. Yeah. There's the one dude, it like hits him in the chest and he like looks at it, he's like, your next bitch. He said something like that. And I'm like, that's so fucking cool.
And the cops are like, oh my God.
What do you do?
I forgot to charge.
But like, and then people like ripping them out. Oh my God. Yeah.
Like, what do they have in their body that they're able to like withstand that?
Drugs. Lots of drugs.
Superpowers.
Would you like get tased on purpose?
If it was in a controlled like an environment where like cops were there, someone was holding my hand or holding me.
They get shocked too.
There's a cushion mat where like, and they'll let me down. Like what they do at like cop academies.
Yeah.
I think I would do it.
I think I would too.
And if everyone was doing it too.
Yeah. Like, yeah. No. I think I would do it. I would do it.
I'm worried I would shit my pants or something. Yeah. Like it just strikes some nerve and I pee.
I'm more scared of the things opening up inside like that.
It's not like
what is it, like a sticky thing? How, like,
no,
what
no, is it? It's needles. It's basically like a dart, like needles, and then once it goes in it opens, so you can't pull, that's why it, like, so it doesn't pull out.
What?
That's why awful. I would be like,
but is it, it's like a tiny little like cut though, right?
I don't know,
because when they pull them out of those cop academies, everyone's getting like hurt then, right?
I know it like kind of expand so it doesn't like fall out.
My dumbass thought it was a sticky pad, but like, if I was like, how the fuck would a sticky pad work?
He thinks it's those things that you put on your back that like kind of
you just peel it off.
They're using those sticky hands on the string and they're like,
right
there.
Oh, I love that.
On the windows.
Stop.
Stop.
Oh fuck, that's funny.
Yeah, that and mace. I wouldn't want to try those.
Dude, I've been seeing so many videos lately, like of like people on airplanes, like them doing crazy shit, like just being manic.
People don't
like
know how to act.
Fucking nuts! Oh, yeah, like, did you see the one where the guy was like trying to, or it was? I think there was two videos, a guy and a girl, separate videos of them trying to open the plane mid-flight. Like, get me out of here! I want to leave, and everyone's like, "You can't leave! We're in the air!" And they're just like, "No, I gotta go." Haven't seen those videos?
That fuck up the whole, like, obviously, like oxygen, like the pressure in the cabin.
I don't think you can even open the door because of like the pressure.
Yeah,
that,
you can't.
You can't like just pop it.
Yeah,
I feel like if you popped that door would just whoosh, rip right off.
I think there's something when the plane goes into a certain kind of mode, it knows to that those are able to be opened, you know?
We were just talking about this the other day. Have you heard about the luckiest man in the world?
Oh, no. Yeah.
Is it about in Japan?
So I don't know where it was, but this guy, he got on a plane and the plane, he was sitting next to the door and the door ripped off and he fell out and the plane ended up crashing. Everybody died. But him, he ended up landing in these giant hay bales and survived.
What's a hay bale?
A bale of hay?
Oh, hay. Sorry, I heard one word. I was like, what the fuck?
And hay.
Then, and hay. Okay.
So he survived that, didn't die. I blows my mind. Then he got into a train accident and he was the only one to like survive that.
He got hit by a train, right?
Oh yeah, he got hit by like it
what?
Was, then yeah. he got hit by two or maybe it was buses. A bu- a he bus. Got hit by two yeah. buses within like a month. Didn't die. Like all these crazy things. It was like
the first
things.
Two accidents were like a couple weeks apart, and then he had like a couple year break, and then two more bus accidents happened. And he survived everything. He's literally, he's known as like the luckiest man.
I would say then he got into a car accident. The car caught fire.
Oh,
and
yeah.
he didn't die. And then he ended up winning the fucking lottery.
Wait a second. What's his state right now? Is he paralyzed? Like, I don't understand
no.
how he's
no,
still
he's
walking.
No, he's normal. He's the luckiest man
dude,
in the world.
Dude, I gotta pull.
He's probably like, what, 60 maybe?
Yeah.
It sounds like a movie.
It's like something you wouldn't want to get like in a conversation with this guy drunk at a bar because he'd be like, and then this happened.
Right.
And then this
he
happened.
He would just top everything.
Do
you
think
have
people
to
just
say.
Don't like to surround themselves around him? Like they're just like, yeah, we'll take okay. separate cars. Yeah, yeah, we're right? separate Uber.
His name is the unluckiest man alive.
Oh, unluckiest. Frayn, that makes
but
more.
But then because did he Selleck? Lose all of his lottery money?
Yes. No, he kept the money. He won like $1 million something.
Yeah, but something's
so
gonna come
riding
up.
The rails of a train, the train catapulted into a river. 17 people died, but he was able to swim ashore and nothing but a broken arm and hypothermia. The next year, he was flying, and he reports that an accident saw a door come detached from the aircraft. He was, yeah, okay, so this time 19 people lost their lives while he was reportedly found in a haystack. Woke up in the hospital.
Wait a second.
What year is this?
Yeah. How, like, where is this guy's interview? Like, how have we not heard of this? Or
he was born in Croatia in 1929.
Oh, this is a long time ago.
He's older now. He's 90s. He's in his 90s now.
The train happened in 1962. Then he got hit by the buses. Then his car caught fire. And then he won the lottery.
The Croatian lottery?
Yeah.
I don't even know what to say to that. Like, I just have so many questions about that.
Yeah.
I would think life doesn't really exist. If all that shit happened, I would be like, this is for sure a simulation. Like, there's no way.
It's like, it has to happen. It's like, I'm not surprised out of the probability of the universe that someone is that person.
Right.
You know?
There
it's
had
like,
to be one.
There has to be one. And
do you think at some point, like, after, like, the fifth crash or whatever, they're just like, it's you again. Like, how was it, like... Why are you in all of these? That's like just a little suspicious.
I would start to think like he was causing this shit.
Right.
Okay, another plane going down.
I mean, what if he was?
He's not like a stunt man. Like that's he just like happened to come across these accidents.
He hasn't been struck by lightning yet
because it was old. Like this was back in what you said 1962
is when
born
the,
in 1929.
1962
is when it.
I feel like people got away
happened.
With shit like that.
Imagine crazy. Going through that
and then winning the lottery. Good for him. I'm glad there's a happy ending to a series of unfortunate
right.
events.
He's probably like 94 now.
It would be crazy for him if he like ends up being the oldest man alive. Like oldest man to ever.
Something
yeah.
else has
yeah.
to happen.
Hold
to
a
guy.
Record or something.
Yeah.
He would get picked for escape room.
yeah, right.
yeah.
Final Destination, the movies revolved around his life.
Now, can you imagine being second to the oldest person alive?
Yeah, that would
every
suck.
Day
do you
like,
think
God,
they're like,
God,
hang in there.
God, I can be.
Let it go.
When you die of old age, is it just because you're just so old where you just like, you go to sleep one night, you just don't wake up? Or just something fails in your body, like liver failure or, I'm just,
you,
like
you,
when someone
silly.
When someone like 96 is dying,
yeah,
everything.
Yeah,
so your
body
starts,
gives
yeah,
out. Your
yeah,
body gives
starts.
Out. So like something starts
like while
first.
You're like making breakfast, or is it like when you're sleeping?
Everybody's different, Zane. What do you mean?
I'm saying, like, how do people die?
How does everybody die when they're old?
What's like the
it could
the
be
main...
heart failure.
Okay, well, I, just like what was what's the main one?
We
heart
don't know.
Disease.
Heart
disease.
Heart
is
disease.
Like,
okay.
The
heart
number
disease.
One killer. It's heart disease.
Like when they don't like fall asleep and not wake up. They fall asleep. Their heart stops. Like it could be.
To me, like, oh, she died of old age. Died in her sleep.
Oh,
that's
away?
How I see.
Oh, she passed away.
Oh, she passed away.
Yeah, shit just starts going wrong when you're old.
Zane, how did they
I'm
die?
Gonna live forever.
I like the positivity.
My liver is gonna be the last one to give out.
Your liver's gonna be in a museum.
In a museum.
They have it on display.
Just black.
I thought I was gonna see my grandpa, but he got pink eye.
I thought you were gonna say something else.
What?
I was gonna see my grandpa.
My grandpa has like pretty bad dementia now, and
yeah.
We thought we were gonna see him, but the elderly home didn't want to release him because he is pink eye.
Release him.
I know, but I'm so worried. I'm probably.
You can't even see him though. Like even if he has pink eye.
No.
Oh.
I don't think so. Or I couldn't make it down to Indianapolis to see him.
Oh, got it.
But even if he saw me, he probably wouldn't know who I am.
Oh,
it's sad.
Oh, that's really sad. I'm sorry.
It's just weird.
Dementia is so scary.
Yeah.
So.
Anyways.
Well, this went dark.
So their brains just stop working and then they die.
So what's the main thing that stops? They just stop sleeping or?
Mainly my question was, what is the most popular way to die when you're that
the
old?
Most popular.
The most popular way to die.
What's the trendy way to die?
What is the hip way to die when you're 100 years old? That's what I'd like to know.
Their hips go out.
Yeah. They're
Well, Jason's already dead then, so.
Wow, we're dark today.
Dark.
Dark and annoying.
You know what? Shut off the lights. Let's make this.
I had a really fun week with my family. It was really
oh,
nice.
Oh, God,
yeah,
man.
We know.
Y'all filmed everything.
One thing after another.
I've sent your stories to everybody like 6 times throughout that entire trip. It looks like you're, like, I said this already, but it looks like you're in this, like, the scene of Get Out. It's like the craziest thing.
So we're turning
thing.
It that way. I was hoping it was going to be like, it's like
cheaper
by the dozen.
No. Cheaper by the dozen is not it.
It's wide.
It's
just wide.
What was the widest activity you guys did?
Well, there was a boat parade. And everyone has to do a theme. And Patricia this year was like, we should do an ABBA theme. And I was like, all right. Is everyone down? And the cousins were like, yeah, let's do it. And usually everybody... in the parade goes above and beyond, very patriotic, and we're doing kind of a unique theme. Though last year the person that won was like a rubber ducky with like soap bubbles all around it, so we had to go
that's kind of cute
over the top. But we went out there and we played ABBA. We all decorated and made ourselves very disco theme, and we just sang to the entire lake.
Don't tell me you won.
We won.
Oh my God.
Out of how many?
45 boats.
Wow. That's actually really cool.
Yeah.
It was the first time we've ever won. Since we were kids, we've always been doing it. We've always dreamed about the day we'd win.
Can't go wrong with ABBA.
So that was great. We did a poker pontoon game where every house you got a card, and then so everybody gets into separate boats and pontoons, and everybody's house is a separate station where there's a cocktail and you get a card. And then you write down on your note card, like, okay, I got the king of clubs. And then you go to the next house and you get like a four of diamonds. And then everybody then turns in their sheets at the end. And you've gone to everyone's houses. You've had cocktails. And then you see who wins. And the prize this year was like $1,000.
Don't tell me you won that.
My brother won like 200.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Everybody's just got boats?
Yeah.
Everybody just...
Yeah. It was really fun, though. It was like different stations. Mariah, you would have loved it.
What was that horse racing thing? Did I see that?
Derby races. It's a really fun game where you roll dice and everyone has their horses on pegs. And
they have that in Vegas.
Building up the chips.
They had the big dice up top.
They had it in Vegas?
It was like a digital dice like in the ceiling. Uh-huh. And then they all had their own little like horse like sections. It was really cute.
Oh, it's a fun game. We need to buy it and play it one night. Heath, you'd love it.
I thought of a cool party theme.
Oh, what's the theme?
You have to dress up as like a celebrity with your name. So I would be like Mariah Carey, Heath
Matt
Ledger.
Damon.
That's cute.
Heath Ledger. Heath Ledger.
Oh.
It'd be fun.
That would be cool.
Well, who would I be? Matthew McConaughey.
You have so many options. Oh, that's David a good Dobrik. One for you.
Can we do that?
Yeah.
That's fun.
We can even do that on here.
You have to.
We could.
I was just going to say, I feel so off without matching.
Yeah, we're not matching.
We should also dress as one another for like an
episode.
Oh, well, I mean, I'm pretty close.
Mariah, she dresses as me. You guys switch.
Yeah, Matt dresses as Mariah. Do Matt.
I'm just like.
Just sexy.
But we're still matching, but just like in a.
Just a bombshell.
Just hot.
We saw a celebrity today. Got to hang out with him.
Who?
Wait, who's we?
Me and you? I.
Oh. You did?
How did I forget this?
Who were we with all day?
Oh, Tupac.
He's
we
dead.
Were with Tupac.
He's alive and he's thriving today.
Were you with a Tupac impersonator?
Don't do that.
So, wait, how was he? Really good.
He was he looked just like Tupac.
Is that the one from online? There's a big character online.
Get the fuck out of here. Let me see that.
Literally. Even in person, he looked more like Tupac.
Yeah.
Like the picture doesn't even do it justice.
Like,
identical.
Wow.
It was crazy.
Oh my gosh, the eyes.
Yeah.
Does he just drive around town like that?
No, no. So they remember the Six Flags vlog on David's vlogs where Vardon thought he saw Tupac and he was like freaking out and crying.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I saw him, I swear to God. So David found an impersonator and he looks identical to him. And he did this bit where we picked up Vardon, made him think that we were going to a skate park, and then he was just kind of chilling in the neighborhood and we drove by him and, you know, we just hoping that Vardon would just turn around and look at him. But we all keep driving. Like, we don't say anything. We just like keep going and we just go to the skate park and see if he sees.
Did it work out perfectly?
Yeah. So we pulled up next to them and loud music was playing and he goes, oh my God.
Oh my.
No way. No. And we're all just on our phones like this.
Oh, and I would have been like, ding, ding, ding.
Yeah. And he's freaking out. Everyone's just like, huh? Like, what are you talking? Like, because he made no sense. Like, he was just speaking a bunch of like gibberish. We're like, Vardon, what are you doing? And he's like, I saw Tupac. You guys are fucking with me. We're like, what? Like, what are you saying?
Vardon, not enough, dude. The joke.
He probably thinks he's the chosen one.
he thought it was like fishy, and he was like, no, you guys are just acting. You guys are good actors. And we're like, I have no idea what the fuck you're talking about. So we kept playing it off, and then he started to like get kind of like. Wait, what? And then we looped back around. We're like, there's nobody there. So we looped back around and we told the guy to get out of the car to switch seats with the other guy that was there. So we pulled back up and it was the same car, but Tupac wasn't in
it.
Oh,
no!
Oh, that's really funny.
But I was just like,
who thought of that? You thought of that?
I think so.
That is a great move.
It was all just kind of like,
okay.
Because we're like, he's just spinning around and he's just like not in the car anymore.
Oh.
Just to make Vardon think he's going fucking insane. It didn't work. Terrible. I don't know. He was just like,
bad. It was really funny.
It was really good. And then we went a third time and Tupac was back in the car.
Was he really in character? Or oh wait.
Yeah. No, Tupac.
It was
looked.
Funny because like when we pulled up, he goes like this, he looks at Vardon and he was like this.
Oh, that's goes, funny.
Yeah.
Just put his finger to his lips.
The first time he did that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So good.
That's really funny.
Whoa.
Did he get a picture with him?
Yeah.
Yeah. They were all like
crush.
Hanging out afterwards.
It was like, so Vardon, like, funny. Sat, it was like a Tame Impala card that David got for him to sit in.
A Tame Impala.
Or sorry.
a Tame Impala.
Isn't that a band?
Yes.
It was like a Tame Impala. Zane, you are something. You are funny.
What was it?
Just a Chevy Impala.
Oh, Impala. Yeah.
Tame Impala.
Tame Impala. Yeah, he was in a Tame Impala.
He was driving a Tame Impala. Awesome. Speaking of celebrity, at my family reunion, we have our family baseball game. Turtles.
I saw like Miss America was there or something.
Miss Michigan came.
Yeah, Miss Michigan.
We had Miss Michigan come throw the first pitch.
In like someone's backyard.
Was it planned or was it just like
So I wanted to get the mayor of Coldwater, Michigan to come out, Thomas Kramer. I sent him an email explaining everything. And he said, Matt, I appreciate the invite. I have family in town. Hope you guys have a good time. And we're like, okay, we're going to get this.
The next
best
second best thing.
Miss Michigan.
Cool.
And then you just cold messaged her?
One of our good family friends, Megan Steer, is like Miss Broadway. So she's in a connection in a group chat with all Miss Americas all around the country and was like, we need Miss Michigan. And Miss Michigan was like, I'm in. We came, we raised
That's
money for her.
That's so funny.
It was Miss Michigan, Vivian Jong. She's a really great charity. It's Kids Without Cancer. So you guys should check it out.
Nice. Make sure to check it out. We'll leave the link in the description below.
It was a great time. It really was. She threw a good
first pitch. She just like pulled up randomly, saw the game, and was just like, let's see what this is. She just has her sash. Her sash is just in like the trunk at all times.
She did wear her sash, though.
She had like her crown in like a case. Like it was like
crazy.
This wooden case, and she like opens it up, and the like the crown.
What a cool accomplishment just to have like.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
She was pretty amazing.
Yeah, your stories and our stories were completely different.
Yeah, that's all right. What happened? We
fake
saw
Miss Michigan.
What? We saw the Shark Week special.
Oh,
how
yeah.
was it? I was supposed to go.
So
but,
hysterical.
Dude.
Yeah, it was really good. I honestly
way better than I thought it was going to be.
I thought it was going to be like educational, so I thought it was going to be a little boring. So that's what I was expecting it to be. And then it ended up being like really funny. Like I felt like I was watching a reality TV show.
Was it one episode?
Yeah,
it was
an hour special.
Whoa.
Yeah.
And they went and dove with sharks?
A
couple people did. We don't want to give anything away,
but like it ends up like it was just chaotic. It was really funny.
And what's cool is that they used Joe and David's footage. Like they were vlogging it and the show used their footage. I was like, that's sick.
It was like 30% of the show was their footage.
It was shot like a vlog.
Wow.
It's cool because like I thought they would like kind of like tone the group down and it wouldn't really be like, you know, I thought, you know, it was going to be like a professional.
About the sharks.
It was hectic.
No, but it felt like just a really long vlog and like everybody was still their personality and they were leaving jokes in that I was like, oh shit, okay, they get it.
The editors
are
they bleeping it?
Or they're like bleeps and
stuff? Yeah, there was like bleeped out cuss words, but you know, like what's going on.
Yeah.
I think it's bleeped for like, I think when they showed on Discovery Channel, it's bleeped, but like on the app, I think they don't like bleep it out, right?
Yeah, I don't.
Because Discovery Plus is like a streaming service, like Netflix, right? I think they were showing like the Discovery. I don't know.
Gotcha.
Because they're bleeping it throughout the thing. We saw like her bleeps in there. It was really good. You guys should check it out. Good. Download Discovery Plus and check it out. It's called Sharkbait with David Dobrik.
Have y'all had any encounters with sharks in the past?
No, I don't think I've ever seen a shark.
I tried. I tried to go shark diving, but I think we talked about this when my fucking sinuses blew up and I was bleeding all in my mask.
Oh no!
It was so bad, dude.
I probably would.
And that's not good for the shark.
Yeah, I know, right?
Yeah, you get under there, you're like, "Am I bleeding?" You're like, "No way."
I'm trying to put it back up in the mask and like close it so it doesn't smell.
And then
smell.
It clears up, and then just sharks. Right
Can't
in front
they
of you.
Smell a, like a dot of blood from like?
Yeah,
yeah, it's the fucking scary. I would have though. I probably would have thought about it until I saw the guy with no arm or leg on the show, and then I've been like, okay, nope.
Were they with a guy who has their guide?
Yeah. Got attacked by a bull shark and took his leg and his arm.
It was funny. They had him walk out right before they were getting on the boat, and all their faces were like...
Yeah, you knew they did this on purpose just to freak out everybody.
He was very motivational, though. There was something that he said.
Ghost, get back in. Like, what?
He said, dying isn't scary, but like regretting not doing stuff in your life before you die is scary.
Yeah.
Something like that. And I was like, true.
The way he acts, the way his personality is, it's like cool. he never lost his arm. It's crazy.
He's great.
And he still goes back on the water.
Yeah, he
got out there right away. Yeah. He was like, give me a new arm and leg and I'm out. Like he had a whole like hand.
If anybody could take that well, it'd be him.
If you got your arm or leg amputated, would you go like bionic arm or would you go claw? And like maybe a peg, or would you do like a fake foot, or would you do the one that has like the curve?
No, I'll do the one where you know like when you pick up trash, like
a pooper scooper.
Like, yeah, I would get the one that's like
my friend's dad had a hook.
But you know what's sad? Not everybody can get those.
What do you mean?
There are some people who are out there who have amputees and they can't afford those.
Oh yeah,
they're so expensive.
How much are they?
Super
expensive. Yeah. So I wish everybody had access to the coolest and the best one.
Yeah.
But what would I have? I guess I'd want the coolest and the best one. But I would want the kid who didn't have one to have one before I have.
Okay.
Matt.
Okay.
We all know it. You don't gotta.
I would actually try to see. Nobody in this group is going,
yeah, I'm going to take it from this poor little kid that got his fucking arm cut.
Well,
obviously, we would give it to somebody.
Yeah.
We don't even need to say that. People watching know exactly what they're watching.
I guess. No, I know what you're talking about. I
always says, what would you get?
What do you want?
What would Jesus do?
A one where I could just do my tiny Christmas village really well.
So a claw.
Something
claw.
That could just like, yeah, a claw one, of course.
He gets one that is like a 3D printer. That's just making all the different villages.
Mine is a beer opener.
nice.
Wait, that's funny.
What's the one that the guy had on the show? Do you remember
he
seeing
just had like
he
a
had
normal
a hand.
Like
hand.
Oh, like an
like,
actual hand.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Was it flesh colored?
No, it was
no.
all black.
Okay.
There was one of my Uber drivers one time had a fake arm from like the elbow down and it was tatted up. Like it looked really sick.
Oh, that's
oh, really?
A good
yeah.
idea.
Oh, damn.
That's pretty
that
badass.
Cool.
Oh, cool.
Like it had like really cool like tattoo artwork on it.
That's pretty
oh,
cool.
Oh, you know what? That's what I would do too. I'll change it up every like month. Get a new tattoo
it's
on
like
there.
When you break your arm and everyone signs like, did they still do that? Your
signing
friends sign your cast. I feel like
it's like I want mine to be a cast where people can
it's
sign.
Dry erase. Like you don't like someone,
yeah.
You're just like,
thanks. Cast seems so like 50 years ago.
Right.
I know.
It seems like
I haven't seen a cast in years.
Gotten better technology.
Yeah.
Like it they just wrap it up in just paper mache and gauze and hope for the best.
Because it's like it gets hot. It smells bad. You would
stick
think.
Stick the kiln.
Yeah.
The kiln.
The kiln. And then the worst is when they like have to take it off. They bring out that just hacks like
off. Oh,
hack,
that's terrifying.
Yeah.
Oh no.
I don't know how people used to like cut them off themselves because they, like, you know, the badass kids. Oh, they would yeah. like cut it off themselves. Like just let it heal.
I'm trying to remember if like mine was like the.
I thought you were like in a sling.
Your elbow?
Yeah, no, I wasn't a sling. You're right. I was trying to figure out like, what they put on my arm because I had to wear something for like a month. I just don't remember what it was.
Yeah, I broke my arm as a kid and had a glow in the dark cast.
Oh,
Oh, you had money.
Oh yeah, glow in the dark cast with a Power Ranger sticker.
Weird, because I don't remember other kids ever having glow in the dark casts.
Interesting.
I thought
weird that you
would,
took
well,
that for yourself.
But when they told it to me, they go, "Do you want this color, or glow in the dark?" I'm like, "Glow in the dark." But then it just looked like
that
this
way.
Really pale yellow.
Oh,
and everyone
yeah.
was like, why'd you get that color? I'm like, it glows in the
You're
dark.
You're the only one
and
who sees
like,
it.
Really?
Yeah.
Like, the only time I could see it was when I was going
Sleeping.
To bed. And I'm like,
yeah.
if all the kids at school could see this.
Oh, want
to
look stupid at night, too? Try the glow in the dark. It's so funny, like, going out and seeing somebody in a cast. Like, it's just like.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, I don't know why. Like, you just kind of get
you
like.
You want to be like, what happened?
Fell off a tree.
I don't like seeing older people in casts like our age. You're just like, you're probably a drunk mess and did something
well,
stupid.
No, they're not old.
I was at the airport lounge and the woman who was like serving the bar, her arm is in a cast. And I'm like, Bloody Mary. She's like, what do you want? I'm just like, I don't like a beer.
She's
whatever you
she
can.
She grabs
make.
The cup and then sets it into it.
Yeah.
Oh, that's exactly.
Like, it just, I hated just telling someone in a cast, like, I need you to move
yeah.
around and make something for me.
Just the easiest thing, please.
It's yeah. so good. You know what I just found out? And I'm kind of embarrassed by this.
That.
Did you just fart?
No, it was a vibrant from a text.
Mm-hmm.
And who's texting?
It squeaked as soon as you looked.
So, I've always seen spider webs. And you know how they go from like a tree to the top of like a roof, or it'll be like a really long distance. And I'm like, how are they doing that? Do they like start it, they stick it down, and then they climb all the way down, then they'll climb over here, and then they'll climb up and like draw, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's what I would guess too.
That's what I've thought my entire life.
That's not it.
And I've always been like, how do they do it? And you never see, like, or do they like jump, or what is the deal?
They actually.
Well, they
Zane,
do.
Yes.
Oh, what?
That and then it made sense when I thought about Spider-Man because I've always thought like, why does Spider-Man shoot a web? Like that's stupid.
So they just and
they
so
shoot
they
it
do
out,
it
of
out
their
butt, out their butt.
You're
but
right.
it's able to shoot far.
Yes.
Well, they shoot far, but sometimes sometimes it doesn't latch. So they'll keep doing it until like
Isn't
it gets onto something.
Blew my mind.
How did I not know that?
I know.
Now.
And then when I thought about Spider-Man, I'm like, oh my god, it makes sense. He shoots the web.
I thought that was just something because they need to make a human shoot it out somehow.
No.
Oh,
crazy.
My God.
I felt so stupid. I saw a video of a spider shooting it out of its ass, and I'm like, oh, my God.
Why are you looking up spiders' asses?
It's on my For You page.
Okay.
Yeah, I get Prime content.
You pay monthly
very
for it?
Very educational.
Very educational.
Damn, that's actually mind-blowing. Wow.
Pretty fucking cool.
They should have had Spider-Man shoot it out of his ass then.
I don't know how well
that
would have
been
worked.
A different.
His
oh, that's
swinging,
a different movie.
His swinging through the buildings would look probably pretty funny. just out of his ass.
But Spider-Man, though, he shoots like a perfect web onto people, and that's a little like not factually accurate to because the spider puts in the design.
Yeah.
Do you think Spider-Man likes Charlotte's Web? Is that his favorite?
Fucking...
Is that a Dunder Mifflin cup?
Sure is.
Yeah.
Company Picnic 09.
Oh,
Mariah
movie.
Likes the
I
office.
Scranton. What do you have? New York?
This one is, yeah, New York.
Do you think they all hang out still or no? It's kind of like a.
They do.
Do you think there's like a office group chat?
Oh.
Probably.
That's fun. I think they're too old for that. I don't think they have that. It's fun to imagine it though.
I think they probably do.
You think so?
Maybe some of them. Well, Pam and Angela have a podcast, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
Jenna Fisher.
Mm-hmm.
It's still doing well, right? I see like number one on like all
and
the...
Then,
yeah, they're above us.
The other guy, he just started one, or is starting one, I heard.
Dwight?
Not Dwight.
Kevin. Oh, Kevin. Kevin.
Oh, really? Interesting. Yeah. Kevin. Okay, Kevin. By himself?
I think so.
Wow.
Yeah. Behind the scenes of him dropping the chili.
Oh, Kevin is his real name as an actor is like Brian something, right?
Yeah, mm-hmm. I'm not sure.
Yeah. Yeah. You know what? I can't stand some people on TikTok. They have not replaced the battery in their smoke detectors.
I never catch that. I never catch that.
I'm always looking for the comments where I'm like, is anyone hearing this? Like, fix that. You're listening to that like every 30 seconds throughout the day, just like.
My brain isn't that advanced to hear that shit.
Man.
I don't even hear it in my own house.
I was saying, I can't believe some of the cast on The Office like kept their name. Like Angela is Angela. Mm-hmm.
And isn't
Meredith? Or no, Oscar is Oscar.
Oscar is Oscar.
I wonder what that conversation looks like. Like
why? Did they have different names in this original script and then they met them and they're like, oh no, we'll stick to your name.
Shoot, I'm forgetting my Office characters. Who's like the older lady?
Phyllis.
Phyllis
isn't
is Phyllis.
Phyllis is real
yeah,
Phyllis?
She's mm-hmm. Phyllis.
Yeah.
So strange. I wonder if there was like original names for them.
I
but
think
they,
when they auditioned, they were like, that's perfect. That it
just you. Yeah. Yes. She yeah. is yeah. Phyllis.
Yeah.
Is she really Phyllis though?
Yeah, she's okay. Phyllis. It's Phyllis, Oscar, Angela. There's one other one.
She's the same character in everything I've ever seen her in. Phyllis.
Yes. Bad teacher.
She was the exact character.
She is literally
character.
Phyllis. Yeah. Yeah.
She's also in Inside Out.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Same voice.
Mm-hmm.
Creed is Creed.
Creed is wow. Creed. Good. Creed. Yes.
That's a great name.
Creed.
You know that like episode where he talks about his band that he used to be in?
Yes.
That's his real
That's
band.
Band. Yes.
It's
yes.
real band.
Wow. Yeah. I didn't know that. What does he play?
I don't know. I just remember my dad pointed that
That's
out.
That's cool.
That's awesome that show took off so hard because like the fact that they got their keep their real names, some shit's real that they talk about on the show, it makes it like that much better.
Do you remember what the first three shows that you could buy the episodes on iTunes were?
Friends.
You could buy episodes on iTunes.
It was like before Netflix, like before streaming and everything, when you could like get the videos on your iPod. Do you remember that?
No.
No, it was Office, Lost, and Desperate Housewives.
Oh, I watched. Oh, I used to watch funny. Lost. I was a Lost fanatic.
Yeah, every episode was like it. $2.
People were obsessed
it was like
with
a,
that show.
I love. It was our family show.
Mike is still watching Lost, or he's
it's
re-watching
still going
it.
On.
No, he's.
Oh, I was like, oh my on? God,
Mike,
get off the island! But didn't it get like crazy with like aliens or some shit?
Yeah, yes. they did go too far, and that's what people didn't like about it.
That's
that
why
it just
I'm like,
too
it's
far.
A soap opera.
Just
I don't want to offend any Lost.
Before
fans.
It gets bad.
Okay. I
a lot.
Like,
sorry.
You're telling me how many episodes in each season and how many seasons that is? How many hours of my life?
How long? How long? Like, how long are the, or how long 45 is the season?
45 minutes?
They're pretty long.
But it's long. It's mm-hmm. long and it's extensive and there's twists and there's turns and, you know.
Grey's Anatomy got them beat, though.
Oh, Grey's Anatomy's on like season what? 30 or 40?
That's disgusting.
I think Grey's Anatomy is the only show that like went on for so long that didn't turn like cheesy or anything. It's still very interesting, I think.
Is there anybody that's still on from episode one
of Grey's Anatomy?
Meredith.
She's the main one.
Oh, never seen it.
Isn't she like the number, like the highest paid?
She's Grey. No, she's not. Her name's Meredith Grey.
Meredith Grey, yeah.
Yeah.
But what's like isn't her rate like crazy per episode now because it's like gone so long?
Probably.
And just it's like for her it's like imagine just like you're on the 30th season, you just come in, it's like it's like you go to a friend's house, it's just so normal walking onto set after that long.
I don't think I could do that.
It becomes so easy and you're getting paid so much per episode.
I want to show Matt our new TikTok obsession, that kid Dr. Parkenstein.
Oh, he yes, I know exactly. Like,
hi, who's that?
I'm Dr. Parkenstein.
I love
you would
him.
Love
he's
him.
From the Dallas area.
Of course.
No.
I was going to say, where does he live that like his house isn't
he
getting
is
inspected?
He is the most interesting person I've ever seen.
Yeah.
There's no way that house passes inspection.
What's his TikTok? Who's this guy?
Dr. Parkenstein?
Yeah.
He's from a different life, I
like,
swear.
He seems like he's from the 30s.
Like, he's like either Da Vinci or another?
Very high IQ and has a big passion for how we did things in the olden days.
Yeah.
Like, we'll have like
an
authentic, like, true stone... oven. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
no, it was a wood oven.
And in his backyard, he's making like a super semiconductor
The wireless electricity?
Yeah.
Where wireless light bulb?
He's sending wireless with these fucking coils that are wrapped around his entire backyard. It looks
his
like...
His backyard looks like the Sandlot, like the dog backyard.
Oh, the crane that
everything
they made.
Everything in
like
that yard.
Dude, yeah, it's just like...
And he's a great dancer too. Like he loves old timey music and will like put on a record
he's
and just does like a little jig.
He's got this car from the '20s too. Like it is, dude. He is so fucking cool.
So he pretty much just shows all his gadgets and everything he has like on his
like
page.
He just makes things every day. He explains how things work from back then.
He's like he's like Tesla. Like he's a fucking genius.
Yeah,
yes.
He's a
and
genius.
He's basically like doing like experiments that he was doing back in the day. Oh,
Zane,
it's just
like
so
he time traveled.
Cool.
Yeah,
like he's not. He is not.
Well,
like
I gotta check him out.
This is.
I haven't seen him on my page in a while. I used to like see him all
Heath
the time.
He sees him a lot, and then he followed him on Instagram. You could see he updates a lot on there.
Oh, cool.
He has like merch.
I have no idea what I'm looking at.
He definitely doesn't sound like he's in this realm. Like
he has like a radio voice. An
yeah.
Old radio voice.
Look at.
What the fuck is that thing?
Hold on. Wait until you see it. I just want you to see once it goes off.
Who's that guy from Phineas and Ferb? The doctor.
How do you know this shit?
Oh my God!
Excuse me.
And then he's lighting a light bulb across the yard wirelessly.
I just imagine him, ha ha ha, like he's a fucking evil
yeah.
doctor.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, what is that?
Right. Holy shit.
How fucking cool is that? I have no idea what I'm looking at.
Yo,
but
someone's going to pick him up.
I'm
and put
fascinated.
Him
he either had a past life or something. I am so curious about this kid.
He needs a Discovery show, you know?
Yeah. Like,
yeah.
Oh my.
I'm surprised he doesn't have his own show.
He's going to get it very soon.
He'll
that's fucking
up.
Insane.
I actually
like,
think
what's
he
his
is
family
a doctor.
Like?
I think he is a doctor, too. Like, he's like
he just does
has
it all.
The
he's a genius.
You know, the credentials. Has a PhD, I think.
And he, you know he can just fix anything.
Oh my God.
Whatever's broken, he just knows
how to
fix it.
Hey, my blender went out.
Yeah, yeah, I got it. He just creates that whole thing just to fix your blender.
That's one. I wish I knew electrical. Like, just like.
That takes a special mind.
Oh my God.
I'm all about that.
Dan, that's really cool. I'm going to definitely check him out. Like, that. Like that's he's like a character.
All of his shit is
him
so
him and Jordan would get along so well. Yeah. Remember those videos I posted of Heath's friend from high school? You're like, who is this? And all my comments were like, Matt King would love this kid.
Oh,
like,
kid's backyard? Oh my God.
Same vibe. Yeah.
So cool.
There was a TikTok that was like, tell me what you do now and tell me how you were in school or something like that. And Barbara from Shark Tank was like, I was a straight D student and graduated with like, her GPA was like horrible. And she was like, and I have a multi-billion-dollar.
Wow.
Man, let them know.
And I was like, there's hope for me.
The thing is, she did bad in school because she was too smart and didn't care about the grade.
That's Shane.
Yeah.
But Shane did good in school, but he thought he was too smart for school. Like, he rolled his eyes at things that he learned.
Seriously, it's wasting my time. It's wasting my fucking time.
Because these people know that they got it after they leave school. That's so, having that mindset.
I know.
We just didn't want to be in school.
I know. I just wasn't good at it. I was just failing. I was actually trying my hardest.
Me too.
I was stressing out during school.
Yeah. Straight C's, me. C minus. That was like my favorite grade to have.
I had C's and D's.
Yeah. In everything?
Except for math. I was good at math.
What
everything
extracurriculars
else.
Were you doing?
I mean, just like music and culinary. Just shit that like I didn't have to do. I just had to pick something. There was nothing I was interested in. I didn't know what I wanted to do at all throughout my entire middle school and high school.
Making videos.
I know, but like, I didn't know that I was going to get into that at all. I didn't even know that was a thing. Like, the closest I got to that was Miss Rosario's class. It was like computer editing, like, but I hated it. I hated it. So I was like, oh, I'm never going to be doing anything like this. Yeah. And, but he was smart. He went into drama.
He went into drama.
What was it? Drama class. You're kind of doing that now. Like, you're in front of.
Well, I didn't do it because I just have always done acting. Like, I just like liked it. So I grew up like doing it in like middle and then high school and then college. And then this all kind of happened afterwards.
Our friend Thomas, he posted the story of our first Vine. Remember that Vine meetup that we had in San Diego? He posted like a promo for it, and he had all of our faces in it. And he posted who liked it. Billie Eilish liked that post from that long ago.
Yeah, did you see his story?
No way.
It's crazy.
I bet she went to it.
Wow.
Imagine if she went to it. Pretty
That's
crazy.
Fucking crazy.
So she was just like.
Maybe she probably did, or she tried to meet like some people because she's young.
Yeah.
She's like in that.
That's
right.
And we knew she was like a huge fan girl because like Justin Bieber, just like this, like the old pictures, the old videos that she was supposed to.
First time I ever like met Billie Eilish was after she had put out Ocean Eyes.
Yeah.
And like the song was doing big, but she wasn't like that huge. And she was at a Phoebe Bridgers concert, walking around a big puffy jacket. And she was just walking by. I'm like, I'm sorry, are you Billie Eilish? And she goes, yeah, bro, you're Matt King from Vine. And I'm like,
oh my God.
But like, the thing is, like, when the moment happened, she wasn't as huge as she is now. Right. So it was just like, you're awesome. She's like, bro, you're awesome too. And then I was like going up the stairs and she was coming down and she was like, baby, it's you. You're the one I love.
And I remember so when you told me that, like, I remember like you talking about her and she wasn't like anywhere.
Yeah, yeah. It was like probably 2015, 2016.
Yeah. Man, that's crazy. But yeah, I saw that. I was just like, that's fucking insane. Liking a Vine meetup post.
Yeah, that's.
Remember Dom?
Mm-hmm.
It was his post.
That's just fucking cool.
She was really in it. She was following all those Viners.
No, but you should get back into acting.
I thought you were going to say back into Vine.
Vine. That's what I was going to say.
You were thinking about hopping back on into Vine.
Hi, my name is Heath Hisar, and I will be reading for the role of.
Oh, that just made me sick to my stomach.
Heath, you should try auditioning for roles and see if you can get
it. I think you could do really well.
Yeah. I just crack under pressure.
But you're a good improviser, though.
Thank you. Yeah. Appreciate that. Yeah, I just like, for some reason, when I know I have, like, okay, go up there, slay, and then people are watching, I just get really uncomfortable.
But in their heads, it's like, you're going to be in front of a 40-person crew, so you better
be able to do seven. I would rather do
that. Yeah, I'm the same way with dancing. Like, I'd rather perform in front of thousands of people than 10 people. I can get on stage.
I'm the same way.
And then you know, like, the people sitting there in the room, like, just watching judging. You, like, audition, or the, like, literally ripping and picking you apart. But for some reason, if I was on set, it would make me feel better. Like, you are able to release and get into that acting mentality easier.
Yeah.
And you know, everybody there is just trying to get through the day and just trying to get this shit done. So like, they're not really sitting there judging you. They're kind of just like, all right, let's go. Which makes you work better.
Just throw me in the role. I would do that.
Yeah. I want to like direct book.
Yeah.
Oh, there's That's some the auditions best. That I go on for dance and they like will literally stop people like 3 seconds into them dancing. They're like, you're good.
That's
Thank you for awful. Coming.
And it makes you feel that much more confident too, that you like directly got this role. So you like, you feel just that much better before you go on set and you're just like performing.
I'm wanted here.
Exactly. That's how I felt about Drake's music video. I was like, oh, I'm kind of wanted here. So like, I had a little bit more confidence in doing it. It helps. So guys, you should direct book, please.
Yeah.
Like they have the
Stop auditioning. Like,
just direct book.
Just direct, direct book.
Hire me.
Fucking dragon ass right now.
No, it's a Tuesday right now for the people
so
listening
tired.
And watching.
I just like
Tuesday.
I'm so hungry I can't.
I'm like
think.
Shutting down. This is real. This is real. Okay.
Yeah, we're being real.
This is real. This is really raw. Us.
Oh, we're keeping this in.
I'd scrap.
Oh yeah, we're dragon guys. Sorry.
Dragon ass.
Dragon ass. But hey, we have some days are like that, you know. It makes sense. But we're all just chilling. You know, we're all chilling here at the end of the day, right? You guys are listening. You guys are chilling with us.
This is the real us.
Yeah.
Well, I hope everybody is enjoying their summer. I hope you guys are having the best summer ever.
Summer started like June 20, like late June.
It's crazy. The older you get, you forget when like the summer, like school gets off and summer starts.
It's middle of July. Like this is when you're in full awareness. Like summer,
yeah,
it's happening right now and it will be over in like, you know,
August, end of August.
Yeah. I know. So you only have a few more weeks.
All right, guys. Thank you so much for tuning in to another episode of Zany Heath Unfiltered. I forgot how to outro.
It's all right. See you later.
That's fine. You can check us out every Monday. You can check us out every Monday on the Spotify, on the Apple Podcasts, and we post every Tuesday video form on youtube.com/Zane and Heath.
Also, wow, they just gave make up sure on to us. Check out the highlight channel and also our TikTok page.
Thank you. We need to be on an We need to be posting more on that. Oh my god!
And guys, our coffee sold out. So sorry about that.
Sorry about that. We're trying to
work through some stuff and get it up and running for you guys again. So bear with us. We're trying to get everybody's coffee out. Really apologize.
It's
about
tough to run a company. We're learning that quick. It's our first business, and it's hard. I feel like every first year is always rough, you know. But we're pushing through, and we'll get those coffees back up on the page.
All right, we love you guys, and we'll see you next week. Bye.
Bye.